Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Fan Run Radio.
Wanted to be at a place where the school was 100% committed, and I think Danny White and the rest of the school, so everyone involved, showed that they're committed to baseball. And we wanted to be somewhere where we felt like we could win every year. The thing that put this place over the top in our mind in the spring was the fan base. And I think this place became a rowdy place to play, so much so that other coaches were complaining about our fans. And
are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball! No crying!
I'll take that any day of the week.
Caught! It'll be a big orange dogpile on the way to the College World Series.
They don't dance, well, that's no plans of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Dancing.
We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will.
Welcome in to the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. You know what day it is. It's Optimism Tuesday on 3 and Out. Alongside Houston Kress, I'm Nate Hodges. We got Adam Hickman. We got intern Brett. Ready to get you through the summer right here on Fan Run Radio.
Get you through the summer? What do you mean? Is that like there's not much sports to talk about, so we're going to just wing it? Read the internet, as Captain Touchback says?
We got lots to talk about today.
Yeah, we certainly do. Lord has blonde hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know who Lord is?
It's a musician, right?
Yeah, very good. Yeah. She dyed her hair. Or maybe her hair was dyed. Sorry, it was trending. Just reading the internet over here.
Okay, I was wondering. Oh, I think
Her fans are shocked.
Ah. Oh.
What are you? Trying to remember the song?
There's one song that I remember.
Yeah, I remember it, but I don't know it.
Royals?
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. That's the one.
Decent song, like the first five times you listen to it.
It was overplayed. It was overplayed. It was a very popular song. Run into the ground. What was the key line? Like the million? I can't remember. Good song, though. Good,
ahead now.
Good artist. But blonde hair. Hope it works out for him. Because that's big.
Blonde hair, huh?
Yes.
That's your lead story.
Well, no, it's not the lead story, but it was trending.
Oh, yeah.
It was either that or...
Don't forget, it's Lord with an E.
Yes. The E is important.
Right. Any other songs?
No, I don't think so.
That's the one?
That's the only one I think I've ever heard.
Okay.
I'm sure they have others.
Is it,
or she has
is
others.
Is it they, or is that the band? Yeah,
I don't know.
You would know these things.
Yeah, No, I don't.
No, it's just her. She's from New Zealand.
Oh, really?
Because I read the internet.
New Zealand?
Captain Touchback.
Mm-hmm. Ah, I thought she was English. Lord. Like lords and ladies.
Mm-mm.
My lord.
Got a long name.
Yes, my lord. What's her name?
Ella Marja Lani Yellick O'Connor.
Yeah, I would have shortened that down to Lord, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Yellick O'Connor?
Yellick O'Connor. Yellick hyphen O'Connor's her last.
Is she related to Sinead?
No clue.
Is it Sinead or Sinead?
No clue on that either.
You don't know who Sinead O'Connor is?
I've heard that name. But
she
no.
shaved her head? Also a big hair choice for Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
And Lord O'Connor. My lord.
Lord created the soundtrack for The Hunger Games.
Really?
Mockingjay Part 1. So that's what, the first half of the last movie?
Yeah.
Last book.
Wow.
The movie that's the first half of the last book. I think I said that right the last time. There you go.
I think it was a two-part movie also. Anyway.
Well, that depends on how you describe it. That's what I said. It's,
yeah.
It's the movie of the first part of the last book. Or you could say it's one of the two movies, yeah.
Right.
Either way.
Yeah.
Semantics.
Right.
Yeah, two Grammys.
Pretty good. I don't have one.
No. Just on Time's Most Influential Teenagers list, 2013 and 14. So there you go. Didn't really mention any other big songs, though, necessarily.
No, I don't think. I mean, are they? Is Lord a one-hit wonder?
Yes, kind of.
Yes, kind of. Well, that's the thing. You kind of are or you not?
I mean, I don't recognize any of her songs outside of Royals. And I figure I'm the one in the room who would probably be most familiar with
her songs.
I would agree.
I would agree with you. That's why I asked. So, yeah, we're going to go with Lord, One Hit Wonder. But some other soundtrack stuff that was pretty good. Apparently.
I mean, have you ever heard the song Greenlight?
No.
She did a remake of Everybody Wants to Rule the World, which was probably just insulting.
I'd like to hear that, actually. It's a great song.
Or her song Ribs from her Pure Heroin album.
Ribs?
Yeah.
Was that... Now, when you say heroin, does it have an E on the end?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's a very important distinction to make, Hickman.
Yeah, it did sound like...
That means female hero.
Straight into my veins.
Yeah.
So, pure heroin.
Pure heroin.
No, so that's, no, it's more of a Royals, Lord type of pure heroin.
Yes. You know? So that's why I asked. It's an important distinction.
Heroin. More Joan of Arc, less back alley.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. Less Breaking Bad.
Right.
More.
That was meth, though, right? Doesn't count.
Yes, it was meth.
No. No, 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 no,
well,
no,
there's
no, no.
Heroin use in
exactly,
the show.
Yeah, but, when Jesse, okay. You know, I don't want to spoil it.
The show's
it.
About making meth.
Well, I'm aware, but.
Yeah. So I'm rewatching that right now, by the way.
Oh, well, really? Good. Then you can back me up in the fact that there is heroin.
Halfway
no
through
E.
Season two.
Well, one E.
I really want to do the comparison of, like, Sopranos versus Breaking Bad. What's better? So what better way to do that than to watch them back to back?
DC swears that album had three or four hits on it.
Okay.
I'll have to go back
to listen to those during the breaks.
Discuss the catalog.
Break them down.
Yep, absolutely.
It's like when we were remembering Fuel a few weeks ago and then just kept coming up with banger after banger. And then don't.
That's the only song I've ever seen Nate sing along to. He was like, oh, yeah, I know this.
And then let's not forget John Michael Montgomery.
I mean, yes, that was a good.
We found so many good songs there.
We're getting kind of killed for the Lord talk. Maggie says Lord is not a one-hit wonder.
Oh, we're getting killed in the opposite direction.
Yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she is. She's not. I just asked Hickman, and he said maybe a one-hit wonder. I think he said kind of
well,
a one-hit wonder.
Hickman's the one that's supposed to know.
Yeah,
I'm more of a George Strait kind of guy. If I do listen to that kind of music, I was always. More of an Adele fan.
Okay. I like Adele.
DC Coltrane tweeted team... tennis court. He didn't tag any of us. He didn't say he's listening to the show. Nothing. But I had seen something about a song by Lord called Tennis Court somewhere. And I'm like, wait, is he tweeting about us?
Because he just tweeted me.
Yeah, there you go.
He first forgot to tag.
All right. Lord is not. Man, my phone is
apparently
going off.
She did a Nirvana song with Nirvana.
Okay.
What song?
Well, some of Nirvana, I would imagine.
Like four-fifths of Nirvana, or three-fifths.
Three-fourths, maybe.
I don't know how many members were in
Nirvana. I think it was just four. It might have only... I don't know. She did All Apologies. That's a banger.
Eh.
Shouts out to Shane for that. Speaking of days we read the internet, we open this with Lord's hair, and here we are.
Yeah.
Apparently, Jack White has dyed his hair also. Smurf blue.
Who's yeah. Jack White?
Who's Jack White? Are you kidding? The White Stripes?
Oh.
Jack White?
Seven Nation Army?
Yeah. Jack White.
Oh.
Elite level guitarist.
So it's musician's hair day today.
Yes. I call it the hair.
Power rankings of musician's hair.
Best hair for a musician ever. Go. It's kind of tough, right? I mean,
John Lennon.
What? He just had like the sideways drop.
Nah, it's not Lennon.
I'm gonna go Robert Plant. The blonde, semi curly, almost froey locks. Oh man, that guy had cosmic energy. We go Robert Plant. Final answer. There are others, I'm sure. But I'm going Robert Plant.
Okay. Oh, team. I see that now.
Is that a hit? What? Are you finding some information on Lord? Lordy. Is it Lord or Lordy? Could be Lordy.
I don't think so.
I know, I'm just kidding.
So, apparently, I have watched the Lord Team music video at some point in my lifetime.
How do you know this?
Because it shows up as, like, listened to on YouTube.
Well, maybe it wasn't you.
It's possible. But it's possible. Not really likely. I don't know. Like, my kids don't really get on my account or anything.
Oh, okay.
But sometimes when I'm trying to play music for them, I'll just put in, like, popular music 2021, 2022, whatever. So
it's probably, and then it just goes through a playlist.
It's probably on some list at some point. Or like I couldn't come up with the name, but I was familiar with the song Royals, so maybe I listened to that at some point and then it just was the next one or something.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember liking the song?
What, Royals or Team? I don't remember listening to Team at all.
I liked, must not have been a hit.
I liked Royals.
Best musician hair. Chris tweets in. It says the answer is Billy Ray Cyrus, and he'll hear no arguments. It's got to be old school Billy Ray.
Right.
With
the mullet.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Truck driver on top, Arkansas waterfall in the back. Mm-hmm. Do wigs count?
Good question.
Like, Gaga's had some pretty good hair.
No, I don't think wigs should count.
Okay, I was just asking. Has to be your real hair, huh? Okay.
This the teaser here, as I type that in, says has folks like John Bon Jovi, Axl Rose, Greg Allman.
Okay.
Best musician hair.
Greg Allman's got some good hair. Doesn't look like it's the cleanest hair out there, but
they're musicians, good hair nonetheless. You know.
Yeah.
Alan Jackson.
Rob. That's pretty good. Back in the day.
Young Alan Jackson.
Young Alan Jackson and Robert Plant, similar hair. Is Robert Plant make the list?
No, not that one.
That's a shame. Just an absolute shame.
Willie Nelson did.
Yeah, he like when he has the braids coming down. Yeah, looks pretty cool. Looks pretty cool.
This is a different article.
I mean, Dolly Parton's got to be on there somewhere.
That's a lot of hair. That's big hair.
Flamboyant, flashy hair. It's just in your face.
But not in her face.
She wear a wig, though, a lot?
She might now.
I think she does.
Pretty sure. Yeah. I've known a few people that have worked at, the Wood, as they call it.
The Wood.
And...
they do not call it
they
that.
Do. They do.
Oh, my... Like The Rock or something.
Yeah.
I'm back here on The Rock.
But the one, a long time ago, that dealt with Dolly the most said that... if Dolly wanted to, she could walk through Dollywood and no one would know it was her.
Like if she didn't...
Yeah, if she didn't become Dolly.
Hmm.
She could just walk right by and
that must
never,
be so exhausting.
Yeah, I bet it is.
You have to get ready for hours before every public appearance you make.
Led Zeppelin, Bob Marley, Lenny Kravitz.
Wait, you named a band and then two people.
I'm just reading the list.
It says, it just says Led Zeppelin?
It says...
Does this writer understand that Led Zeppelin is not a man?
Yeah, it says the shown at the peak of their follicle prowess.
Follicle prowess. Okay.
And then, yes, it mentions Robert Plant.
As it should.
The rock hair goat. This is a different list than I had last
time. Okay.
So you there you go. Still dominates the hair game at 72 years old. It says.
Oh, yeah, you still got it. I mean, it's gray now, but it's, you know.
Kenny Chesney won't be on any hair list.
safe to say. Safe to say. Him and Moby going to be safe from any hair list. That's why I asked if wigs count.
I don't think wigs count.
Okay, it's fine. It's fine. I get it.
George Strait had some nice hair back in the day. Not that it was anything special. It was just so thick and dark. Reminds me a lot of my hair.
But they always wore a hat. Like, it was just, he just,
yeah.
It was just nice and neat.
I mean, his hair was perfect.
Under the hat.
So? The hat doesn't matter.
The hat? If you wear a hat, then the hair is not not real part of the story.
Poison. Those four at one time. I mean, that's a lot of hair.
It's a lot. A lot of hairspray.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne.
I was actually thinking about that.
It's
like,
a pretty iconic set of hair.
Like all the, like when Luda had all the cornrows and stuff. And they would change all the time. Like, that was pretty good.
Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yeah. Especially when he had the, like, the headband. The Ninja Turtle type headband.
Yeah. Does face hair count?
Ooh.
They got a picture of ZZ Top.
I think for ZZ Top, it does count because the beards were, like,
iconic.
3 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. That's a good pull by you.
I'm right.
I mean, I know. Yeah. You're supposed to just take the credit.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, have no fear, Chris.
I never do.
Wimbledon has started.
Oh, God.
Brett's going to have full Wimbledon updates, like Weather Channel, you know, top and bottom of the hour.
Oh, God.
We got Liv Goff this weekend. Are you fired up about that?
No.
From Portland in the United States of America.
Portland, Maine?
No.
Portland, Oregon.
Correct.
Mm. Very far away from each other. Two Portlands on the port.
We can break down the hot dog eating contest later in the week.
Well, that's probably a Wednesday topic. Oh, you mean like preview it?
Yeah, preview
it.
Yeah. Joey Chestnut's going to win.
I might be... picking somebody for an upset.
Who are you going to pick?
Is he still like...
Let me do my research
first. I haven't kept up with the last few years.
No, he's still the Michael Jordan of eight wieners.
He kind of...
First of all...
He kind of ruined it.
They're Nathan's Frankfurters.
Same thing. He's a machine.
I saw like a TikTok video yesterday. It was a... Was a wife. She was trying to avoid eye contact with her husband as she ate a hot dog because it was.
Yeah,
he was making fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a popular TikTok.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not a big TikToker.
We know.
Yeah. You figured that out. Huh?
You really should be though.
Really? What am I missing?
Oh, anything you want, buddy.
I feel like it's just a rabbit hole though, and I'd end up wasting an hour.
Yeah.
That's what Bear said.
An hour, if you're lucky. Sometimes I'll get sucked into it, and I'm just sitting there for 3 hours.
3 hours just watching TikTok.
Man.
They must be pretty funny.
Funny, informative. You get everything on TikTok.
Everything.
So I guess I'm a casual competitive eating fan. You know, like I'm aware it existed. But because Joey Chestnut's been so dominant, you know. Like I remember back in the Kobayashi days.
Kobayashi, yeah.
He's big. Chestnut's taken over so much that I don't really... even follow it, care about it, even watch it on 4th of July anymore. Are there people out there that are like that with college football?
Oh, wow.
Like, are there people out there that's like, yeah, well, it's usually Alabama, maybe Clemson. I don't even watch it anymore. So
no.
Boring.
No.
Don't think so?
I mean, maybe people who weren't going to really watch anyway.
Last year on the 4th of July, Chestnut set his own brand new personal record that he broke his previous record for, and he ate 76 hot dogs and buns in less than 10 minutes.
76.
In 2020, he ate 32 Big Macs in 38 minutes. That's more impressive, if you ask me, eating 32 Big Macs in 38 minutes.
That's more impressive?
That's more impressive than 76 hot dogs.
It's just so much bread.
You ever tried to eat two Big Macs?
No.
I did once.
Big mistake. Yeah. If you're going to do that, you got to lose the middle bun. Like, you just have to. You just got to peel it out. You should have just gone a four step.
He might be the greatest athlete of our generation.
76 hot dogs and buns. That just doesn't even seem
possible. And he didn't even put mustard on them.
Like, don't they need to start shortening the time here so these guys don't kill themselves?
Oh, they don't care.
That's a good point.
They don't care.
Should make it longer.
Yeah.
Give them an hour.
How about 15 minutes, boys? It's like, no.
76 hot dogs and buns.
I feel like that's got to be the limit, though.
Like, you just can't get any more in there.
No, he's gunning for 80 this year.
I mean, that's the bet. The bet's not who wins. It's how many hot dogs does Joey eat.
Did it really say he's gunning for 80?
No, but like he's literally, yeah. He's literally broke his own record like the last 2 years straight.
I think it's more than two.
Well, maybe.
76. Can I get four more?
You'd be hard-pressed to eat 76 anything.
I agree.
Maybe like pieces of popcorn.
M&M's. Can you eat as many M&M's as hot dogs? We should do the play-at-home challenge.
Like, what does 76 hot dogs and buns weigh?
Probably 15 pounds.
Well, we can do a lot of math on the
how
wieners.
Much does one hot dog weigh? Then you multiply that.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Then you get your answer.
Nate, did you get that? How to do math,
yeah,
right there?
Yeah.
Okay. Biff Manganger.
There was a meme I saw the other day. It says, I might not know how to use TikTok, but I can write in cursive and do math without a calculator.
That is you.
It's a teacher joke, yeah.
Yeah.
I watched The Social Network last night, and there's that one scene where she's like, all right, so you gave $18,000, and then another $1,000, totaling $19,000. Zuckerberg's like, hold on, let me see this. Let me check my math. 18,000 plus 1,000. Yep, 19,000. Your math checks out.
Great scene. You take the one hot dog and you multiply it by 76.
Yeah, but how much is one?
I don't know. That's what we're trying to find out.
All right.
Let me find it.
Hot dog and bun. Also, see if you can get me the volume, Hickman.
Oh, that's tougher.
It's tough with the buns because once, you know, they dunk them in the water.
Yeah.
Shrink.
According to the Nathan's website,
okay,
one of their hot dogs weighs 3.5 ounces and has 280 calories. 3. That means 5. 70 hot dogs weigh 15 pounds and have 19,600 calories.
19,000. That's just the schnitzel, right? Like, that's just the Frank. That's not even counting the bun. Mm-hmm.
Do they make buns or do they have a bun partner? It's like this.
Must
official,
be a bun partner.
It's the official bun of the Nathan's Hot Dog.
I've never
contest.
Seen a Nathan's bun. I feel like they're kind of missing out there, you know? Surely they have a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe Nathan's has a bakery.
Nathan's, however, does not list the length of their hot dogs.
Do they have competition wieners? Like,
it's a Nathan's. They're all competition.
Really?
Like, no, there's. I mean, it's the best hot dog.
No. Like, so when my buddy got the wild card into the
Crystal Eating
contest,
yeah.
East Tennessee State or East Tennessee Regional Fair, sorry, they had competition crystals. They weren't. You didn't just grab a sack full, you know, or a big order. Like, they had to be meticulously made so that they were exactly the same size and weight for each one. They were made separately than just, you know,
like one pickle. This much mustard.
Even the patty had to be, you know, measured. And
weren't they all the... Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Takes Chestnut about a week to burn off all the calories.
About a week.
Takes him about 4 minutes to vomit it all up backstage. And just,
no, yeah. That they can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly. So they say.
It's like it not raining during the Kentucky Derby.
To put 15 pounds of hot dogs in perspective, that's about a good-sized Thanksgiving turkey before it's cooked.
Oh, my gosh.
Could you eat a whole turkey?
Imagine having that sitting in your stomach.
No. No.
His stomach just, like, outlines his whole...
Well, have you seen the sports science on how much his stomach has to stretch to fit all that?
No.
It's disgusting. I mean, his stomach is a balloon, essentially, because he's expanded it so much.
Yeah.
That it, like, his organs shift inside his body as his stomach, you know,
that
fills.
Can't be good for you.
He's in pretty good shape, though, really. Better than some of the other ones up there on the stage.
I think they have their own bun brand.
Nathan's has a bun brand?
Yeah. Wow. It's got everything in-house here.
Good to know.
Restaurant style.
What does that mean?
Oh, they partner with Wonder. That's who makes the buns.
Mm. It's good bread.
And they let them brand it.
The official competition bun by Wonder?
I mean, it doesn't... It's not talking about the competition, but we got this, you know, Nathan's brand bun.
That's not even a real picture. That's just a graphic. I don't buy it.
Okay. I mean, a taste of Coney Island in every bite. You ever been to Coney Island?
Nope.
Me either.
It's famous, though.
I don't know if the island is, but...
What? Yes, Coney Island is
Nathan's
famous.
Famous hot dog.
Coney Island is famous. It's where the Coney started.
The what?
The Coney?
What's the Coney?
Foot long hot dog. What are you doing?
All right.
Don't you?
They call that a Coney?
Yeah. That's what they're. Go to Sonic. You're a Coney.
No, oh, okay. Not a big foot long hot dog guy. Sorry. Not in my, you know, rotation of food I eat.
I'm not going to say anything. But just know that I could have made a lot of jokes right there.
All right.
Okay.
Welcome back to Three and Out. Hickman's lip singing this like it's just like his life depends on it. Now Cress is dancing. I'm a thumbs up on team, but not tennis court.
Oh, no.
DC. So there you go.
Take that, Lord.
That's more than, it's more than one hit. So there you go. Not a one-hit wonder.
Multiple hit wonder.
Three-hit wonder.
Multi-hit wonder.
Hickman gives him three-hit wonder.
I'll have to try some of the others. I don't know. I'm up to two.
Okay.
So. All right. To the phone lines we go. If you want to weigh in on this riveting sports conversation, 865-546-8200. We got Matt on the horn. What's up, Matt? You're on Three and Out.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days.
What is that?
You took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day. I can see whoever I want, but nothing compares. Nothing compares to Three and Out. What's up, guys?
Hey, Matt. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, it took a lot, man. It took a lot.
Was that Sinead O'Connor?
That was Sinead O'Connor, fellas.
Boom.
Probably the best haircut of all the haircuts you guys mentioned.
Hey, she was a trendsetter. That was not an easy thing to do.
It wasn't. I'm trying to think. If I think of a shaved head singer, it's like she's the only one that pops in my head. Maybe Britney Spears and her little freaking...
Well, that was kind of a mental breakdown, and I don't think she performed with the shaved head. It did become popular in like the mid-2000s for lady lead singers to shave like half of their head, mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like the lead lady singer of Little Talks.
Yeah.
Monsters and Men?
Monsters and Men. I kept wanting to say Mice and Men. I'm like, no, that's a book. That's not it. Yeah, Monsters and Men. She has like the half shave.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys trust anyone that has a half shaved head that's colored?
Like dyed?
Yeah.
Mm, give me an example.
I don't know. Would you see eye to eye with someone like that?
Yeah, sure. Well, it depends. I mean, I don't know. I'd give them a chance.
If they're a musician, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a good point. Musicians, it's like, oh, yeah, you're trying, you know.
Did Miley shave her head at one point? She did, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got, I mean, it's crazy that this morning, the discussion's been all over, which is nice. I mean, in the last 2 minutes of the conversation before break, I heard the word sack, wiener, buns, patty, like, good stuff, guys. Seriously. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
this is my kind of radio here, by the way.
Welcome to late June.
Oh, man. I don't know. Can I talk about whatever I want?
Yep.
You going to watch the hot dog eating contest?
Dude, I haven't watched that. I think Kobayashi was the last time I watched. Mm,
sad.
Mm.
Joey Chestnut killed it. He's the Nick Saban of
I think it was a 30 for 30 or a Netflix special.
Yeah.
I watched that where he does like training on his chin and literally does workouts, which is...
Yep. Like on his jaw and stuff so he doesn't get tired.
Yeah. 30 for 30. It was really good, actually.
Yeah, it was a good show. So they soak those buns, right? They don't eat those. I mean, it's not like he just eats 72 hot dogs with the buns.
They dip them a lot.
Yeah, but he has to do it.
Yeah, they're not pre-soaked. He has to do it himself.
Like, going as fast as they go is as impressive to me as just the volume that they're able to put in their stomach.
Yeah, and they're never big guys either, which is weird.
There's always that one big guy. But
he never makes it.
Yeah, I know.
He does okay.
Yeah.
It's like golf. Yeah. It's like golf. They used to all be kind of just guys that didn't really train that much, just kind of played the game. And then the game started changing, you know, took it to the next level. Like, we got trained for this.
They need to take the ball back. I don't want to keep arguing. I can go down that road. I'm getting pissed off at golf, the guys. Liv's pissing me off.
Take the ball back.
Yeah,
what do you
take
mean?
It back to right before Tiger. They went to the... Oh, what's the compression? The three, it adds basically 30 yards, or it's like 35 or 40 yards.
Can't they
just
put those things on a robot and say if the robot swinging the same speed hits the ball further than this distance, it's no good. Make a ball that, you know, and everybody can make their little ball that only goes right to the line.
They should think about so Jack Nicklaus played his infamous one iron shot right at the U.S. Open, the course they just played.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And do you know how far that one iron shot was? 219 yards.
No way. 219?
Yeah, that was his one iron shot.
Wow.
You got to think, that's 30 years ago, 40 years ago, whatever. Yeah. Guys now are hitting freaking 7 and 8 irons.
Yep.
19.
Yep.
That is, I don't know, man. And I know, obviously, strength and training and stuff has some things to do with that, but that's a big, big change in technology. So, and Jack Nicklaus had a good point. They got to scale it back, or it's going to ruin the average recreational golfer from playing golf when you're making, you know, when courses are 7,500 yards, and then they're going to some. There are some courses that are going up to 7,900 to 8,000 yards. The women just played the Open, and they played at 7,200 yards. That is crazy.
Good equipment.
I guess so.
I don't know if I buy that.
I can tell.
Well, hang on. I don't know if I buy that, though, because I go out to regular courses around here with guys that I feel like are big, strong guys. Maybe they're not great golfers, but if they're not that good, they're like, all right, let's play the whites. I'm like, why are you playing the whites? Like, this hole's 294. Like, let's just... I know you're not that good, but let's at least play. I'm talking about a course that has like, it's got like red, gold, white, blue, black, orange. And they're like, we'll play the whites. It's like, what? Why? So you can either hit your driver over the green in the tree somewhere, or you
gotta
go
low, man.
Or hit, you know, 6 iron pitching wedge. Like, I don't, you know, like, there's a balance, right? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, they got, but I think the thing is they're worried about is if you're looking over the next 20 years, I mean, guys, are, if they continue on this trend, people are going to be, your pros anyways, they're going to be driving the ball 350 to 400. And then courses are going to have to adjust, and then that means recreational courses are going to have to move because nobody, I mean, at least not, I mean, I'm talking, when I talk recreational courses, I mean your higher-end courses. Like, say, Knoxville will be like Willow Creek, Aguani,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Courses that are at least better than just your, you know, your hacker course.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have to move tee boxes back. And when they move the pro boxes back, that means they're going to move everything back because everything will advance a little bit. I mean, your pro, your, if a pro is gaining 50 yards, I mean, a recreational golfer is going to gain 20.
Well, I mean, I can hit a 4-iron 219. I don't need a 1-iron, and I'd shoot, you know, 90. You know,
yeah,
that's
well,
crazy.
And think about, yeah, well, and think about the technology, though. A 4-iron 219, I mean, you're that's about like me. I hit a 4-iron about 219, 220. So take that technology, though, now and try to do that 30 years ago. There was just your 4-iron would go, you know, 180.
Yeah.
That's just what they were, I don't know. But anyways, it's Nate, why are you a LIV Golf fan?
I'm not a LIV Golf fan.
Oh,
I just
you
like
lie.
The chaos.
You lie.
I can't believe you are. That shocks me, man. that you would support the Saudi government
okay.
The way you are.
Okay. I just it's gotten even worse with the latest political thing. Every corporation in America either has to decide they're gonna take a stance, not take a stance. Which side of they're going to take a stance on?
I would.
And if you,
I wouldn't let them.
If you as a consumer, like I was thinking about this the other day, if you as the consumer start trying to track every single purchase you've ever made in your life and where the funding comes, not just the company you bought the product from, but where their funding comes from. Do you know that the you just mentioned the women's tour? Now you can fact check this. I guess this was Greg Norman's argument. He says that the biggest sponsor on the women's tour takes the same Saudi government money that the LIV Tour does. So all I'm saying is it gets very hard to try and be this perfect consumer that never takes a dollar of blood money. I mean, we've been buying Nikes in this country for, what, 100 years now, made in sweatshops with little kids working? I mean, you know, you can't track it.
I kid when I say the blood money thing. I don't. That doesn't bother me. What honestly, what leaves me off about the whole... No, hold on. Let me back that up.
No, I don't care at all about that.
No, I do care. But you know.
No, you're focused on the game itself. I understand.
Look, Greg Norman's a snake. Like what they've done is it's.
I thought he was the shark.
No, he's a snake. He's no longer the shark. They've backstabbed the PGA, man. It's not just the PGA. It's the DP Tour. It's the, is that right, DP? Whatever the European tour is.
Yeah, they changed the name, right?
Yeah, I think they did. But they the way he's done this and the way they've gone about this, it's just cheesy, man. And the players they've gotten, I'll be honest with you guys, I never liked any of them anyways. All these guys seem like weasels to me anyways. So, you know, I mean, I'm more power to them for going to the money, but now the PGA has to start changing the way they do things, which kind of aggravates me because I'm a purist and I think the way they've done it has worked for the last, I don't know, 150 years.
Well, what do you think about those top 50 tournaments with the huge payouts that they're going to put in? They're essentially going to copy the LIV Tour, but, you know, they're going to get these guys more money, which is what they all wanted anyway.
I mean, if they got to do that to compete, they're going to have to do that. As long as it doesn't impact or interfere with the regular the tournaments themselves and the way it's been done for you know the last 100 years. I mean, it just this new concept. It's just hacker golf, man. It's freaking stupid. It's just all about money and gambling, which is fine. But don't try to compete. And people, it's like if somebody starts another league for the NFL and you try poaching NFL players, you don't think the NFL is going to get pissed?
Oh yeah, livid. Livid.
Hey Matt, how many non-major PGA Tour of like tournaments do you watch on television per year?
Dude, I watch all of them. I just watch the Travelers. I watch a bunch of them.
Okay.
I'm a big golf fan, too. I know your average golfer doesn't watch a lot. I understand that.
Yeah, so I don't really see the problem with having just kind of a side tour over here, the LIV Tour, that just happens. You still have your PGA events, and then they all play against each other in the majors. Like, I would say a large majority of people that watch the majors aren't even going to – they probably don't even notice because they get to see the same guys at the majors.
You're such a fan. I bet you got a Live shirt, don't you?
No, but I'll probably be streaming it on Thursday, you know. There's not much else going on.
Mm.
Nate's fallen so far behind in last place, it's not even funny.
that was a hard fall. I'm sore.
See,
over
Matt,
here.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Turning your back on America.
I'm just saying. I mean, I had that thought the other day as all these corporations were, you know, kind of putting out their stance and what they're going to pay for certain employees to do or not do or whatever, and everybody's arguing about it. And I just had the thought, and I think we can have this thought without getting into any arguments about anything. Before the information age, you would buy a product based on the product because you were never going to know what the higher-ups at that corporation thought about any political issue at all, mm-hmm. or moral issue or whatever. Like you weren't gonna buy a certain shoe brand or not buy a certain shoe brand because you know the CEO is a slime bag. You're just never gonna know that, right? Like there was no way to get that information. Now you get information instantly. So every brand you come in contact with can say, this is where we stand. And mm-hmm. then people can go like, well, I don't like that. I'm not buying it. And then it's this whole new mode of arguing. And really, I mean, at its evilness, or most evil, is just hatred that used to not even exist, which is very, I don't know, very weird new element to the consumer world. And when it's a world economy, you can't really, I mean, sometimes you can't even, you'd wear yourself out just trying to do that. So unless you're like going to go throw down a log cabin out in the middle of nowhere, like I don't know how to track every purchase and who's funding every one of those companies. That's kind of tough. That's all I was pointing out. It's not great that it's Saudi money or anything, but it's definitely made golf from a business standpoint a lot more interesting lately.
I'll
we'll come
that.
Back. Final segment, hour one, next. Final segment, hour number one. I don't know, on that last topic, it's interesting too, because now that you can get that information out, then everybody feels like they need to, and it's like, I don't know, it's funny.
Information age, as you said.
I mean, it really is, like it's... And now if you make the decision to not say anything, that's a decision, you know?
Mm.
And then people will kill you. Some people are going to kill you for that.
Both sides. If you don't say anything.
Maybe, yeah. It depends on the issue, I think.
Right, right.
Sometimes if you don't say anything, one side kills you, the other side doesn't. Sometimes neither does, but neither bonds with you. So you have to make the corporate decision, you know. And then all these corporations are making different decisions based on what
demographic.
Where in the world their brand is being represented, which is kind of interesting. Most people are just making decisions based on the money, so usually.
Yeah, like all your Live golfers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Golf, but louder. It is kind of cheesy with the teams and the, like, I don't know.
Yes. It's exhibition golf.
I don't think it's exhibition
golf. For lots
golf.
Of money.
Like we talked about before, if we start a ping pong league, you know, and like have a tournament and a trophy, like that's not an exhibition. That's their stakes.
We could have that market cornered, by the way.
You want to start a ping pong league?
No.
Okay.
I don't think we could corner that market. I feel like China has that pretty well taken care of.
I think he just meant locally, like in
Knoxville. Yeah.
What's something we could do? You know, there's already got the axe throwing. Topgolf, is that ever going to open here?
It's close, I think.
Is it close?
Mm-hmm.
We got the Buc-ee's down the road now, and then we'll get the one here soon.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the Topgolf. There's axe throwing. Like, Is there some little... it needs to be something everybody can just do, right? Can just pretty easily. Then we'll... No, at Hops and Hollers, they had the bocce league, yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah. Such an underrated game.
I like bocce.
Oh, yeah, bocce's especially good. On the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Beach bocce is fun.
It's the best form of bocce.
Okay.
It's like sometimes it like rolls in the water, you know, and then you got waves coming in, and you got to just kind of calculate the math right and try and get as close
calculate
as possible.
Calculate the math right. Mm. Mm. Physics and stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I do like bocce, though. Bocce's fun.
Have you seen that football one where the it's like a it's played like camp chairs or something? They got a little field goal post on the back. I always thought that one was really weird. Just couldn't get into that. What about spike ball? You ever played spike ball?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I like spike ball.
Mm. Seems like a little too much effort though.
Might be the fastest growing sport in America.
Spike ball?
Everybody's always playing it. You can't go to a park without seeing five people playing.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Five?
We can, yeah.
Isn't it groups of four?
I'm talking about five different groups.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's just everywhere.
20.
Wow. I was at a restaurant, and they had some random sports channel on, and they were having, like, official, like, spike ball leagues, like, on television.
Mm-hmm.
These people were legit athletes.
They televised tag now.
Have you seen these crazy CrossFit things?
Yeah.
Competitions? Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff they're doing?
Yeah.
Nuts.
We need to get in on
the Ocho.
Bottle bash.
What's
craze.
Bottle bash?
You set a bottle on top of a stake that goes in the ground. You try and knock it off with a frisbee.
Okay.
If you knock the bottle off, it's 3 points. If the other team goes for the frisbee and drops it, you get a point for that. But if you knock the bottle off and they catch the bottle, they get 2 points. It's really fun.
Okay.
I mean, you'll be out there diving for it, just no care at all.
No care.
I feel like this is like the trash can game, you know, where you can, like...
Can Jam?
Yeah.
That's also a great game.
Can Jam.
Anything with a frisbee.
Have you not
great.
Seen Can Jam?
No.
Huh.
Anything with a frisbee. Fun.
Fun. Big frisbee guy.
Oh, dude, you should have seen me play Ultimate Frisbee back in the day.
Back in the day?
I was...
You can still go do that. You
know? I was an absolute god at Ultimate Frisbee. They called me MVP because I was so damn good.
You are pretty tall.
My team was terrible, but me...
Are you still in good shape? You run a lot? Don't you have to run a lot in Ultimate Frisbee?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was so good.
I think you just called Ultimate, right, for cool. You don't
Ultimate.
Put the Frisbee on there anymore.
Yeah, but I didn't know... The casuals out there wouldn't know what I was talking about, so...
Adam's trying to invite everyone into his world.
What about disc golf? You a big disc golfer?
I enjoyed disc golf.
I know a guy who's big into it, and I've never played with him. He wants me to play, but he was showing me his frisbees one time or whatever.
Yeah, he's got the whole like,
yeah, he just bought
bag.
And I said, go deep, and I sailed it down a hill into the woods, and he never found it. So I kind of felt bad.
Yeah, MVP.
He's never inviting you back.
That was a different disc.
So what'd you lose?
Throwing.
Like, you lost
well, yeah, they're all different.
You lost a 3-iron or something?
I think it was his driver.
Oh
yeah, no wonder it flew.
The driver.
Yeah.
I mean, it really got away from me. Was not expecting that.
You're just so good at throwing a frisbee.
Yeah. I don't know my own strength. I hadn't
Clearly.
Played in a while, so.
Hmm.
But that's what we need to do. A fan run ultimate game.
Ultimate game. I would be
You
dead.
Used to play ultimate a lot.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. But we did the three-cone setup where the end zones went forever. You had to go through the first two cones but not beyond the back cone, but the end zone went indefinitely.
I don't understand this back cone if it goes indefinitely.
Sideways. Indefinitely. I'll draw it up for
you. Oh, sideways indefinitely.
Yeah, you had to go through the front two cones.
Gotcha.
Indefinite length, but only like 10 yards to the back.
Okay.
So it was as deep as a regular end zone in football,
right.
But the it just went forever.
Okay.
Made the game more interesting.
We'll kick off hour two next.
Yep.